Well, welcome to Cork and welcome to a remarkable place, or a place when the decorators have finished with it will be quite remarkable. And I'm here with the lead man in Cork about the Republic of Work. Donal Cahillan, please, what on earth is happening here in Cork?
Hiya, Paul. So at the start of February here in 12 South Mall, we're opening a business innovation hub. So we're opening, the way we like to describe it is, it's not a space for startups or for big businesses or any of that. It's a space for people who want to do their very best work. So what we're trying to do is have a space where all the facilities there for no matter what industry you're in, no matter what the size of your business, we hopefully can help you take your business to the next level. So if you're an individual just getting started, you can come in here and you can base yourself in our co-working space. You can meet like-minded people. You can hopefully build business contacts. You can run your business out of here. As you scale into a startup business, we can provide a whole pile of skill upskilling around workshops, both technical and business. If you're a larger existing Cork business, we can showcase the kind of cool and interesting technologies that might be affecting your business going forward. We can provide meeting rooms, boardrooms, event space. And even if you're one of the many big multinational companies here in Cork, maybe you just, you know, are a big company that wants to get to know the Cork business community better. So again, we can provide, through our business lounge, we can provide you for a space for you to come in, relax, enjoy some coffee, read a good newspaper, hopefully the Irish Examiner, and, you know, just get to know the Cork business community a bit better. So, like, we're trying to, like, Cork has always had this amazing business community. We're just trying to kind of provide a physical space for it to live in.
Look, it sounds to me as if you almost would welcome anybody. Is there anybody you wouldn't welcome in here?
Probably Colombian drug lords. No, genuinely no, because I think, like, I've worked, as you know, Paul, like, for many years in technology startups. And through that, like, you know, you learn an awful lot about the very specific nature of a particular industry. What we're trying to do is broaden it out a little bit and kind of focus more on actually just that work element of making it easy for people to do their very best work. So, like, if you're a guy who, if you're an author who wants to write a book, what we want to try and do here is remove all the distractions. So if you have to deal with an accountant or deal with a lawyer or any of this sort of stuff, we want to try and, that stuff that isn't core to what you want to do, we want to try and take that away from you or make it easier for you to do. So genuinely, it's hard to imagine anybody that we wouldn't welcome here.
So look, there are plenty of places in the world, and even some in Cork, where you can come and you can hot desk, you can get yourself a room for a few people, you can have meetings and they'll sell you that space on an hourly basis. Generally speaking, they have one reception at the bottom of the building, but you go into what I personally find a fairly soulless place.
Yeah.
Now, how are you going to avoid me having the same impression here?
Because that's exactly it. And it's what we would say is it's not. I mean, there are people who are doing this for the last 35 years, the whole, shared office space models and stuff like that. I guess our focus is slightly different in that we don't, most of those guys, they look at their business being purely putting a roof over your head and maybe connecting you to Wi-Fi. Whereas that's not what our business is about. We see that as being kind of, you know, the entry level of what we do. But actually, like, at the core of our business is just that idea of trying to help Cork businesses to upskill and upscale. So therefore, you know, when we look at the amount of, like, as a business, when we look at where we have to focus, you know, we focus about a third of our time on managing the space. We focus about a third of our time on connecting out the services that people will need. For instance, we have a business concierge in the space. So if Paul O'Mahony, if you suddenly get a business call that you need to go to Dublin tomorrow, you can contact the concierge and they can check hotel availability. They can tell you whether it's faster to go on the bus, train, or I wish you could fly to Dublin, but you can't. But they're there basically to answer all those questions for you, i.e. something that you're not naturally skilled in, but they do every day. And then the third element of our business is the community element, which we see as being the critical one, which is where we run a whole pile of networking events. We run in-house events for members. We also run public events in our event space, all designed around connecting up all the different elements. So, like, we will have workshops, for instance, for the retailers in the city, showing them about e-commerce and why not to be scared of it. We have, through our partnership with Bank of Ireland, we have a bank manager who's going to be in here for a few hours every Wednesday and can just sit down for casual conversations with people about their banking, or can discuss things like currency exchange or any of that sort of stuff. So, like, that's where I think we're different in that, like, you know, when you walk in, as you said, when you walk into another space, you walk into a reception desk, you walk into a corridor, and then you're left wandering the corridors. You walk into our building, the first thing you do is come up to the third floor to the lounge, and you walk into like a busy hotel lobby type atmosphere, where already, you know, hopefully it'll get your juices flowing, and, you know, you'll be excited about whatever it is you come in here to do.
What kind of colours? I mean, people listening to this are listening on audio, Donal. Yeah. I mean, give people a flavour of, are your walls going to be red like Cork County GAA?
I won't lie, there is a Cork-themed meeting room, and if I don't see too many people from Dublin having meetings in there. But we also have a San Francisco-themed meeting room. You know, we're not, I mean, in the end of the day, we ourselves are a startup business, and, you know, it's a big piece of property right in the heart of Cork. So we're doing what we can with the budget available. But we don't want it to be a grungy environment. We want it to be very clean, very professional environment. But there are, you know, we do want to kind of tease people as well, in the sense that, like, we have a whole pile of quotes from everybody from Steve Jobs to Cork legend Pat Phelan, you know, to, we call it, to just encourage people on the walls. We don't want, this isn't a frat house, you know, this is a place for work to get done. So therefore, we want it to be kind of professional, but at the same time, you know, there is room for a bit of fun in business. And we just want, you know, these days, you're finding this whole new generation of millennials growing up, you know, the whole idea of remote working, mobile working and all that, you know, they want to, like, there are parts of our building where, yes, it's like a giant coffee shop or a giant Starbucks, but then there are also, like, formal boardrooms and stuff like that where, you know, even the banks would be able to take meetings in there professionally.
And tell me, has this been in any way inspired by Google or Silicon Valley or even London anywhere?
I've spent the last 10 years working in technology, so yes is the honest answer. In that, the one thing you find when you go to, I mean, whatever about the technology industry, when you go to Silicon Valley, and a couple of years ago, I went there for 3 weeks for my holidays, and I actually went and visited about 15 different offices, everybody from Facebook, Evernote, all sorts of places. And the funny thing you realize is that when you actually give somebody a great environment to work in, you get so much more out of it. And, like, through my time in Trustiv, and in particular now in Teamwork and the fantastic new headquarters that they've just completed out in Blackpool, you know, those two companies have realized that give people a great place to work and you'll get their very best work out of them. If you fire a whole load of people into, you know, the kind of, you know, and put bad desks and chairs that aren't ergonomic, and they're going in and they're staring at blank walls, and they're just, like, that's not how to get the best out of employees. And we're moving into a new future where, actually, you know what, the employer is no longer the real powerhouse in things. People will now have options about where they want to go work, because people will be more focused on doing that very best work they can do. So there will be a kind of a slight change around where the places that can entice employees through nicer work environments will have a major edge on people. And what we want to do is we want to kickstart that by giving companies a space where employees can work in, like a big company can put a team in here, for instance. But we'll also showcase a lot of the stuff that maybe companies will take away from here and put into their other places. So, like, we have a whole pile of partners, or for everybody from our coffee machine to some of the actual physical decor we do is actually all stuff around.
Let me stop you for one second. You mentioned coffee machines. Yeah. You mentioned coffee a few times.
Yeah. unlimited
Are you saying that the coffee isn't going to be rubbish, right?
The coffee is not going to be
rubbish.
If
you do rubbish coffee here, it won't...
The coffee will not be rubbish. I would never... I mean, everybody has different taste in coffee. But it's you know what I would say to you is it's people jest about it. But what we want to do in our business lounge in particular is we want to just have a great environment. Like, it's not a coffee shop. And it isn't... It also isn't the fantastic environment of Hayfield Manor where it's table service. But what we do want to do
is... Hayfield Manor is a 5-star hotel.
Yeah. And what we do want is that if two colleagues are coming in here for a business meeting or a guy is coming in here for an important meeting with a client, we want them to be able to enjoy the experience of going up and getting their coffee and coming down and sitting down and that sort of a vibe, you know. So yeah, good coffee is important. And yes, Barry's Tea will be available in all its formats.
Look, when I met you years and years ago, it feels like a lifetime ago, you were, forgive the language, scrabbling round Cork, looking for a place where you could meet and work with startups, places where young entrepreneurs could get together. And now look at you. You're talking about we, and this place is enormous, right? Yeah. So I have to ask you, you know, you didn't put your hand in your own pocket and rent this phenomenal space here in the very centre of business centre of Cork. Who are you talking about when you say we?
So yeah, I mean, you're dead right. It's funny, actually, that years ago, Paul, when I met you, what happened actually was this has been a dream of mine for nearly 8 years. What I did 7 years ago that where it all went wrong was I Googled actually the term co-working and Cork. And the first thing that came up was this guy who I had no idea who he was called Pat Phelan. And Pat Phelan had posted a message on a message board saying, we should do this co-working thing in Cork, lads. So I went and met Pat Phelan and said, Pat, my dream is to open one of these in Cork. And Pat said, well, my dream is to open this company called Trustiff and this anti-fraud thing. And Pat won the argument. And we followed Pat's dream for a while. And now I'm back and the roles are reversed. And what I've been very lucky is, so I have a direct business partner, Dave Ronayne, who's the CEO of Irish Mainport Holdings and Mainport Shipping. So Dave's background is in ships, tugs, oil rigs, big things, all right?
That's why you got a big building.
Big, slow, you know, things that don't move, you know, and that whole side of things.
Yeah.
And obviously my background is all fast moving. So we work very, very well together, and I'm really appreciative of the support that he's given to the whole project. So myself and Dave are the two financial partners in it. We've then been able, lucky enough that Bank of Ireland have come on board as a part sponsor here. So they've given us a financial contribution and a commitment for a number of years. That just means that both in terms of money and also, more importantly, in terms of just credibility and exposure, as well as that kind of their own background in terms of, like, they've given a huge commitment of time in terms of how they're going to help the businesses based here and you know, how we're going to help maybe re-energise the cashless community here in Cork by trying to introduce more high-tech methods of payments and all that sort of stuff. And then, to be honest with you, the holding wouldn't be happening without... We have a very strong advisory board that we'll be announcing in dribs and drabs. But what this is this is successful Cork entrepreneurs who behind the scenes have been, you know, while they might not be like writing checks, they've been pushing all the gears and pushing all the levers. And, you know, for an ambitious idea like this, you've got to get the right words into the right ears of people and stuff. And that includes people like Pat Phelan, Dan and Linda Kiley, you know, they've just been there to guide us and let us know what they think. And then, you know, they're also going to keep us honest in that as people who travel the world, they're going to come bring ideas back. So the idea there is that, like, as they in their travels, as they see modern work practices, they should be letting us know about them so that we can introduce them to Cork. So theoretically, Cork should move forward, you know, that as soon as they see something that's becoming a big deal in Silicon Valley, they can let us know and we can hopefully get ahead of the pack here.
Look, one thing that's very obvious to the outside world, and this is my last question to you really, is that when I came to Cork, must be 10 or 11 years ago now, Cork is can sometimes seem very full of itself, right? So I'm wondering, is there any way this place could attract people to come down from Dublin when they're coming to Cork to do things, and they may not be intending to stay all that long, but could they come in here and find that it was a worthwhile place?
Yeah, I mean, that's, like, everything you've said there, Paul, makes sense. And I don't think, I'll tell you what, I don't necessarily think that Cork is full of itself, right? I actually think Cork people are very passionate about Cork. And I think what you sometimes do is, because they're so single-minded and blinkers-on about Cork, it's just that they miss that sense of scale. They miss the fact that, you know, there's, we'll call it, we'll be generous and say in the whole environs of Cork, there's 200,000 people. You know, we're twinned with San Francisco, which I think at last count is about 8 million people.
And Shanghai.
Yeah, I've been to a conference in San Francisco that had 190,000 people at the conference. And all I mean by that is it's just that what we hopefully intend to do here is keep the Cork way of doing things, put it into a physical building, but try to expose, like, take, say, an industry here in Cork and expose the people to what that same industry is doing in the UK, in the US. And hopefully as a consequence then, while keeping everything very Cork-like, we'll be able to kind of, you know, grow the business community here, you know, and create those really valuable connections and stuff. Because Cork, you know, genuinely, I think there's big opportunities for Cork. Dublin is getting very, very expensive. We've had an awful lot of interest from Dublin companies who maybe need to base, who maybe because of the recession, close the sales office here in Cork, now need to have a couple of sales guys on the road. Now they can have a postal address, the best postal address in Cork, 12 South Mall. You know, who? I never thought growing up that I'd have an office on the South Mall. It's a bit like Donald Trump and having his offices on Wall Street, you know?
Look, one last thing then. Yeah. If somebody listens to this and they say, hey, I like the sound of this, how can I get in touch with that guy, Donald Cahillan in Cork? Are you open to be contacted?
Yeah, the website is www.republicofwork.com, and on Twitter we're at Republic of Work. If they want to get me direct, it's just dc@republicofwork.com.
dc@republicofwork.com.
Yeah.
Donald Cahillan, thank you very much,
Paul.
And all the best with the
appreciate it.
Launch.
I look forward to serving you your first coffee, Paul.
Thank you.
Thanks for that, Paul.
Yeah, just...
That's the first time I've said all of that in one go, probably.
Hold on now, I'm trying to turn it all off.